the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry. 877-876-PHIL.
This hour, we are going to have our listener line. It's where we put an average listener, one of our Phil Hendry Show listeners, on our newsmaker line to find out what they have been up against in their lives, what it is that they're campaigning for, what issues are of interest to them. Lloyd Bonafide is a Korean War veteran from Alhambra, California, I should say. And he's joining us this hour to talk about a issue he's been involved with for the last 5 years, ever since the death of a dear friend in an automobile accident out on Interstate 10 out near Palm Desert, and that is the keeping of speed limits at or below 65 miles an hour in the United States, if not lower. Lloyd, good evening, sir.
Yes, sir.
And, sir, it was your friend Wally or Wallace who was killed near Palm Springs?
Yes, Mr. Hendry, this was Wallace Beerford, who had been a friend of myself and my wife. He and his wife were friends of my wife Marjorie and myself since we had moved here to Alhambra in the late 1950s. And I started a heating and plumbing business right after I got out of the service. He was in the electrical business here. He was a very good friend. And one evening, they were traveling to the Phoenix, Arizona area. They were somewhere outside of, in the Palm Springs Interstate 10 near the 111.
Yes, sir.
And there was a drunk driver that traveled across the median there. It was in those days, a simple dirt median or a sandy median that hit them head on. And since that time...
Very sorry to hear that, sir.
Well, I thank you very much. But since that time, my wife and I have both been out front of keeping the speed limits in the United States. Not just in the state of California, but in the United States at or below the current levels.
Now, what is the fastest posted speed limit in America?
The fastest posted limit in the United States is in the state of Montana, 80 miles an hour.
That's on a U.S. interstate.
On a U.S. interstate, and a very open road, not an excessive amount of traffic, a good deal of truck traffic, and you'll find on that particular stretch of interstate a great many vehicles traveling cross country or attempting to travel cross country, obviously taking advantage of the high rate of speed. It's our opinion that those limits are out of bounds and should be lowered to within the reasonable limit, we think, of 70 miles an hour.
Now, here in California, in the desert, in that very area where your friend was killed, I know is the 75-mile-an-hour limit.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And in many of the, as you say, these open spaces, whether it is open desert or open green space in the United States, in some areas where there is not a very big concentration of automobiles or people, the interstate speeds are going to be posted at a higher speed. Are you now saying that those 75-mile-an-hour speed limits as well get lowered?
Yes, sir. We feel that those limits, the 75-mile-an-hour limit and the 80-mile-an-hour limit, all of those limits need to come down to a uniform 65 miles per hour outside of the metropolitan and urban areas, 55 miles an hour inside the urban areas. Now, you have the example, as I told you, of these automobile accidents that take place on the open interstate, whether it's in places where the limit is posted at 70 or 65, for instance, on Interstate 5 that travels up through the San Joaquin Valley in California, any number of fatalities caused by a high excessive rate of speed by automobiles traveling at 70, 75 miles an hour.
What is the speed limit there? The speed limit on the 5 through the San Joaquin Valley. We're talking about a stretch of freeway, folks, between Los Angeles and the Bay Area of San Francisco. That is very well traveled by people going between the two cities.
Yes, that's 70, 75 miles an hour in some places.
So it's pretty fast.
Absolutely. We think it is excessive. And we would like to have it lowered and have it lowered to the levels that I have just spoken of.
All right, we're talking with Lloyd Bonafide here about lowering the speed limit across the board in the United States back down to 65-55. 877-876-7445. Now, I'm going to hit you with the one that everybody has probably already hit you with, and that is the argument that in Europe, they don't have posted limits in some places.
Everybody likes to talk about the Autobahn.
All right, well, hold on, because we'll get to the Autobahn and a lot of these. But in Europe, in some countries, there are no posted limits. There is, in fact, a case to be made that those countries and the drivers in those countries are as safe, if not safer or better drivers, I should say, than we are in the United States.
Well, I will tell you this. There probably is a case to be made for that. I'm not interested in what they're doing in Europe or in Asia or anywhere else. And I don't think anybody in the United States should be interested. That's none of our concern what they're doing over there. If they're able to, if they want to post speeds or not post speeds of the speed limit, they probably have handled it better than we have.
What is your major argument against, if I say to you, well, look at the speeds that they have in Europe, why can't we have the same thing here?
For the very simple reason is we don't have the same quality of drivers they have in Europe. I'll give you the reason for that. You were speaking of motorsports not too long ago on your program, Mr. Henry. The motorsports, the race car driving that they do in Europe is a road race type of racing. They're used to dealing with these kinds of road race conditions, and so it's a form of a challenge and something they teach their drivers. I don't know. I'm only speculating.
But you're saying they're better drivers.
I think on average in Europe, yes, they're better drivers. I'd like to believe that Americans someday will be as good, but we obviously do not handle high rates of speed the way they can in Europe. And as the result, you have you mentioned the Autobahn. Let's talk about the Autobahn. It's a well-maintained stretch of highway. Not everyone is traveling at 100 miles an hour. Some people are obviously much slower. They know how to deal with each other on those roads, where they slow traffic and so forth. In the United States, we don't seem to have the ability to put two and two together when it comes to that kind of thing. And so I don't want to talk about that.
Well, you say you don't want to talk about it, but it's an obvious part of the discussion. When you say you want to lower the speed limit of the United States, you have to talk about, gee, I wonder why it is that we have to lower the speed limit. I remember when the speed limit was lowered originally. I was in high school. It was lowered to 55 miles an hour. Yeah, 55, and that was to conserve fuel.
Right there, bingo. You're right there. Hold. That's exactly correct. The speed limit was lowered to conserve fuel, and we realize now that was a good thing. In Europe, if they want to spend $5 a gallon or $10 a gallon, let them.
But I still say you have to bring into the conversation the fact that in Europe they're able to handle those high speeds, and they have a rate of fatalities at or lower than our own.
Again, you are bringing up Europe, and I just don't want to talk about Europe. It's none of my business. It's none of your business. And I don't think the American people are ready to discuss Europe until such time as we are in the same, if you want to call it, in the same ballpark when it comes to driving an automobile.
All right. 877-876-7445. Should we lower speed limits in the United States even more than they have been lowered? Because... we just have not mastered the rate, or the art of traveling at a high rate of speed as they have in Europe. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be back right after this.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
No, I don't care to talk about it.
Phil, 877-876-7445. Lloyd Bonafide joining us, a Korean War veteran. He's been involved in the issue of speed limits. You know, last night, Mr. Bonafide, we were talking about different rules and regulations regarding truck drivers and the Interstate Commerce Commission. Is this something that you deal with by way of the Interstate Commerce people?
It's a different department of the Department of the Interior and the Department of Commerce, but mostly Department of the Interior. And of course, this is also something you have to deal with on the state level. But the more than anything else, my daughter and the man that she married returned from Europe, where they had been stationed in Germany. This man, my daughter married, was a member of the United States Army, and said to me, "Boy, this Autobahn is really great." And that's all I needed to hear, because he is a manifestly irresponsible man. And all I needed to hear from this man, who is noted, he is noted in our family as a blabbermouth and a big mouth, and he shoots his mouth off. And I said there and then, and I swore an oath, I would never countenance the raising of a speed limit in America, or to the point, I would never, ever want to see the United States turn into another Germany where you've got an Autobahn.
Well, all right, okay, so this is a problem you got with a son-in-law.
No, it's not a problem I've got with a son-in-law. It's a problem I have with a big, the blabbermouth who talked and talked and talked, sir.
All right, 877-876-7445. Now I'm going to go over to I got two Williams on the line here. We'll go to my truck driver, William. Go ahead, sir, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I'm talking about these speed limits here.
So, yes, sir.
Talking about the Autobahn. If people over...
This is Lloyd Bonafide, sir. What is your name, sir? Yes, sir? Yes, sir. This is Lloyd Bonafide.
Yes, sir.
All right. And I was talking about the Autobahn in Germany, which I find to be a manifestly irresponsible form of a transit or conduit. There's no speed limit. Yes, sir, there's no speed limit. You can go like a bat out of hell and kill anything you want. And we don't think that that's responsible, especially for anyone traveling with a family.
Okay, I understand what you're saying there, but what about here in the United States? You're talking about lowering the speeds, but the thing about it is I'm out here on the road every day. I'm on the road right now going to Georgia. The thing about it is the people here need to learn to respect one another driving. It ain't about the speed, it's about the respect to the driver.
Well, yes, but I think if you say, well, we need to learn respect, and oh yeah, at the same time, let's raise the speed limit, you're asking far too much of the average driver. Now, you, William, you're a truck driver, so you're an above-average driver. Most drivers on the freeways and highways of America, the expressways and the whatnot, are not as, I don't know what to say. They're not as bright.
No,
you're saying,
everybody.
Well, I want to ask, yeah, I want to ask Lloyd, you're saying that the average driver in America is dumb.
Not necessarily. I felt like the man last hour said everybody's so stupid they can't be a hero. I don't want to say that, but I think Who's the guy that's talking that keeps talking?
This is the truck driver who you won't let it talk. Go ahead, William.
I just hear in the background a very faint rural accent. Is that you, William?
No, it ain't me. This is me. It's one of the
okay, go ahead.
I'm out here. Go ahead, William. All the time. I'm out here on the interstate all the time.
Yes,
and
sir.
I deal with all kind of drivers out here, especially in four-wheelers. And the four-wheelers are they got to be first. They cut trucks off and stuff like that, and it makes it hard on the truck driver. But I'm going to say this right now. You're talking about the Autobahn and stuff, about the speed on the interstates.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you this. The interstates were built for commercial truck drivers and military use only. So why is the four-wheelers out here?
Well, what'd you say, a four-wheeler? What's that?
That's the truck driver's term for a car, a regular car.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I don't know the answer to that, William. I would double-check with your source material on whether the interstates were built specifically for the military transit and the truck. I would say this. I'd be in favor of returning them to only trucks and military vehicles because, as far as I'm concerned, I lost my place. I'm sorry.
General Shaw last night was out of his mind. He wanted to change everything.
What did he want to do?
He wanted to pull truckers off the road 30 days out of the year and a bunch of other stuff that I can't remember, but it was pretty far-reaching and really ridiculous. And it was all based upon his own experience as a truck driver where he couldn't deal with anything.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about, I'm not a lunatic, if that's what you're asking. I'm trying to save lives.
I understand that, sir. All right, thanks very much, William, for your call. 877-876-7445 is our number. Let's go to the other William that we have on the line here. William, you're on the air with Lloyd Bonafide. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just calling in to comment about some of the different speed limits and stuff. They're fine where they're at. However, the enforcement can be a whole lot better. So it's not necessarily I live down in Louisiana right now, and just my industry, I go from house to house. I'm off every interstate within southeast Louisiana, and actually grew up in the middle part of California. And my grandparents' property was a mile off of rural I-5. So the gas station I worked at as a little kid was on I-5 where the speed limit was 70. And it's not so much that the speed limit's too high, it's that and everywhere that I've ever been, if the speed limit's posted at 60, everybody's doing 70. If the speed limit's posted at 70, everybody's doing 85. The higher the speed limit, the more grace that it seems to be allowed by Highway Patrol. I mean, I remember I-5, you'd have officers passing me. I'd be doing 80, and officers with no lights on or anything would blow past me, you know, and Corvettes and other cars.
I understand that, but more to the point, the average driver... It just like a little kid, if you're not standing over them all the time, they're going to take their pants off and walk around with no pants on. That's what the average driver does. If you aren't standing over them with a switch ready to beat them, they're going to go too fast. And so that's why I say no. Don't raise the speed limit, and I don't want to hear any more talk about the Autobahn and what the Germans get to do. Let them kill themselves over there. I don't care.
But the discussion about the Autobahn, Lloyd, is
it's
that the
fine,
Autobahn...
I mean, I'm going to just be straightforward and honest with you.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you keep saying you don't care about it, but it's every other word that's coming out of your mouth. I've never been to the Autobahn. I said nothing about it whatsoever. But yet, there you go, jump into how you don't want to talk about it again. But this, the fact of the matter is that through proper enforcement, I think that the speed limits are good. If there's any sort of additional thing before you lower the speed limit, because going through a lot of the rural places, and I mean, I've been through some of that 80-mile-an-hour zone in Montana, there is nothing around there. So before you necessarily would lower the speed limit, you might as well build a little pull-off where, say, every 2 hours, basically, the people that are crossing the country are pretty much forced to pull off, go through a little part of the city where, you know, that's going to be their restroom break. They get their focus back. I think that you'd have a lot more success in that, because going through those rural areas, even if you brought it down to 55,
You have people trying to drive 6-8 hours straight, unregulated. Now, truck drivers are pretty much going to
Well, but you see, but here's what's going on, then. If you let people go 80, then they're going to start thinking that, oh, I'm on the Autobahn. They're going to think they're some kind of race car driver.
But if they're
okay, all right, look, right. William, got to take a break. Thank you, sir. Very good call. 877-876-7445. 877-876-7445. So no 80-mile-an-hour limits because people are just taking advantage.
Yeah, you 80-mile-an-hour limit, the average American driver is going to think, look at me, I'm on the, we're just as good as the Autobahn people are. And I will have none of it.
All right, we'll be right back with Lloyd Bonafide, The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
I'll have none of it.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
They're what they said.
I understand that, sir. I will address that with my backstage pass listeners right now. I apologize. The last few days, we've had segments where the audio has not been switched back on for our video feed. I apologize for that. As you know, our audio is switched off at times during our commercial breaks for business purposes, phone screening and other reasons, and it does not get switched back on. It's entirely my fault. I do apologize to those of you watching the video cast. We are endeavoring to correct that problem as we speak.
But if I could say, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
This guy that my daughter married has said to me that it's a frequent problem. Now, I don't like the guy any more than I'd like a stranger. That's what I think of him, but he's always talking about it.
Okay, so he's a subscriber to my website, your son-in-law?
The man that my daughter married, yes, is a subscriber to your website. And
I take it you don't like to call him your son-in-law.
What's that?
You don't like to call him your son-in-law?
No, I don't call the man that my daughter married is a subscriber to your website, and he said that the last few days there are segments of your video that he can't hear because you've turned the audio off because he said you're swearing like a stevedore, cursing and swearing like a dock worker. That's what he said, the man that my daughter...
Well, that's not the reason. The reason is that we're going through phone screening. There's personal and business conversations taking place that I don't want anybody to hear. It's unfortunate that I take this on myself, that I forget to turn this back on.
And he also said, if I could continue...
I'd like to get back to what we're talking about.
All right, forget it then.
Yeah, I'd like to get back to what we're talking about. We are on here with Lloyd Bonafide. And you're very kind to be with us here, Mr. Bonafide. This is part of our listener newsmaker segment, where listeners will come on the air and take on an issue that's been important to them. And for you, Mr. Bonafide, the issue of the speed limit, the speed limits in this country have been very important to you because of the death of a very dear friend of yours some 10 years ago on an interstate on a head-on collision. So I certainly understand that. We had one caller say that, well, you're talking an awful lot about the Autobahn. And
No, I don't want to talk about the Autobahn. I don't want to hear another word about the Autobahn. Now, he brought it up, and he said, for a guy that doesn't want to talk about the Autobahn, you're sure you're talking a lot about it. Now, you know, I only talked about the Autobahn because of everybody wants to pretend like they're on the Autobahn. That's why you have the 80-mile-an-hour speed limits in the state of Montana, where the speed limit is such that people like to pretend they're in the Alps, and they're going fast, and they're in a Porsche, and they've got a girlfriend with them, and they're on their way to Munich or Berlin. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you get on the 80-mile-an-hour interstate in Montana, you're as far away from Berlin as you're ever going to be, and there's no big city within screaming distance. If you are attacked by the alien the extra, well, I don't want to get bizarre, but the extra, you know what I mean, right? And
well, yeah, but you are getting bizarre. If I'm attacked by the alien, what?
No one's going to hear the scream.
Okay, in other words, you're in the middle of Montana.
You're in the middle of Montana, going like a bat, going bat crap, like a bat out of hell, and you are fantasizing that you are on the Autobahn.
Okay, who's doing this fantasizing? All I'm trying to figure out here.
The average motorist is fantasizing it.
Well, all I'm trying to figure out here, sir, is you want the speed limit lowered. We are not Europe, right?
No, we're not. There you go, bringing up the Autobahn again.
Sir, just as the one caller indicated, you had brought up the Autobahn. You were talking about the Autobahn.
I'm talking about the Autobahn only to tell people to quit fantasizing that America is ever going to be at a level where we get to be like we have an Autobahn, driving very fast in our Porsche, with our girlfriend going to Berlin. We're not going to Berlin. There is no Berlin if you're on the interstate in Montana. God, I'm losing my voice.
Well, then quit yelling, sir.
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm trying to get people...
Quit yelling, sir. By the way, this Erin Burnett is really starting to piss me off with her effects of combat, death, and war, signs of stress, PTSD, this, that. She's really starting to piss me off. And she's got these pictures.
Who's that?
Erin Burnett.
I think she's... Oh, boy, I need that. I could use some of that. But the... But the Interstate 80, or the interstate that goes through Montana. Montana's the key. Montana. All right? Montana.
Yeah, all right, 877-876-7445. Lloyd Bonafide talking with us here about lowering the speed limits here in the United States. Harvey Wireman joins us, who is an attorney at law in San Marino, California. Harvey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very good, pal, and I good evening to your caller. And
what'd you say?
I said good evening to you, sir. My name is Mr. Wireman. I'm not quite sure what this man's referring to, but I would say that the American motorist has a right to demand any road condition that they feel would be safer, as well as more usable, and for the...
Why don't you spit it out and get to it, huh?
You talking to me, pal?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
All right, well, I'm spitting it out and I'm getting to it. I've heard you on here before. You Navy?
Yeah, I'm Navy. What's that supposed to mean?
Never mind.
No, hold the phone. What is that supposed to mean?
Can we get on with this and not talk about where everybody went to the service?
Went to the service? What do you think it's like where I went to school? You're Navy, though, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. And I don't stutter either, so what's the story?
Okay, guys, I'm going to hang up.
All right, well, let me just say this. Because I don't want to spend more time with this guy than I have to. The American people have every right in the world to ask for a highway system wherein they are allowed to drive as fast as they want. If that means the Autobahn in Germany as a model, then that's what it means. You can't talk to the American motorist like he's some kind of a child and say that he has no right to fantasize about being on the Autobahn with a girl in a short skirt and a pair of panties going to Paris.
I didn't say Paris. I said Berlin.
All right. You talk about Berlin. Talk about going to Paris. And
I don't want to talk about going to Paris.
Okay, what is the point here?
What's the point of what?
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying... If I want to get on the Autobahn and I want to go like a bat clean out of hell, then that's what I'm going to do. And this guy and his little self-appointed citizens group is not going to tell me I can't.
Look at buddy, you can, as far as I'm concerned, you can kill yourself 50 different ways if you want to. But in the United States of America, the speed limit comes down. If you want to go to Europe and you want to get out on the Autobahn, and you want to drive like you're on a Autobahn?
And it is the Autobahn.
I mean, if you want to go on the Autobahn and drive like you're a like you're on the Autobahn.
Yes, that's what I would do.
If you were on the Autobahn,
yes.
All right.
What an idiot.
Well, no, both of you guys are stupid.
What makes me stupid?
If I go on the Autobahn, I want to drive like I'm on the Autobahn.
Well, I didn't. He said that. And
that's what I'm saying.
Do you want to have an Autobahn in the United States?
Yes, I would like to have that.
Well, now see, right there, right, like, stand right there. Just stand, don't move. Right there, you're an idiot.
All right, 877, are you, yeah, 877-876-7445 here on the Phil Henry Show. Question for you, Lloyd. Do you see a time when the American motorist will be able to responsibly handle the speeds that people now responsibly handle in Europe?
There you go again, talking about the Autobahn,
Autobahn.
I know what it's called, but the repetition of it has softened. It literally softens that area of the brain that you need to say the Autobahn, the Autobahn.
I can't deal with it. Put him on hold. Get him organized. You know.
Yeah, Kate. Yeah, hey, just Harvey. Look, you better pull your act out and get your head out of your butt.
Let me just calm down and let me get into the break before you're blathering on the air. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show, as we continue here talking about the Autobahn or the Autobahn, or the 80 miles an hour on your way to Paris or Berlin or wherever, like a bat out of hell. Phil Henry Show, be right
Truth
back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Bill Henry Show.
877-876-7445. Just a quick note on the issue that we had with the audio on our video cast. I have a note here from the esteemed Johnny Bean in the Bay Area, who says that Skype is the way to go. Bud, are you going to look into that for me, or do you want me to find some? Do you want me to talk to Robert about that?
Now, Skype, I can figure out what it is and find out all about it.
All right, because I think that might be...
If you're talking about Skype, I know about Skype, Mr. Henry, because I was in touch with some of the Iranian protesters and Green Wave during the Green Revolution. I was in touch with a great many members of the underground via Skype.
And how was it?
I can tell you that it was a wonderful idea. I think Skype is the way to go. I'd be very careful as to who you're talking to on Skype, but if you feel that can solve the problems that you're having with the audio, I would go with Skype. As I say, I was in touch with Green Wave revolutionaries. Again, Green Wave.
I get that, but I don't need to talk to revolutionaries inside of Iran. I just need to be in touch with the esteemed Mr. Bean and other people who may help us with this audio. Situation. 877-876-PHIL is our number. On the line with me is Lloyd Bonafide as we continue to talk about the speed limits here in the United States and the lowering of them. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Lloyd Bonafide. Go ahead, sir. Wow, I can't even hear that caller. Turn that level up on these callers, please. You there?
I'm here.
No, but you know what, sir? We got a phone system that's so cheap, it's almost criminal. Go ahead. No
okay.
Kidding. I mean, the phone system we got must be the worst in history, because I get half of the callers I got on the line here. I cannot hear you guys at all. Now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I am here. And I just wanted to say that...
I can hear the man fine, Mr. Henry.
Okay.
Okay. The Lloyd, he sounds to me like he's kind of an... He's a fool with an agenda, but he's not even prepared. And I find it disgraceful the way that he, one, wants to cram lowering the speed limits. Speed does not kill. You watch people who know how to drive, racing, and even professionals on the road, we don't get into incidents like that because we know how to drive. And the other note I wanted to...
Let me ask you a question. You just called me a fool, and yet you don't even sound like you are used to public speaking because you sound like you're sputtering and like that.
All right, what are we going to do here? Are we going to start making fun of each other?
Well, this guy called me a fool. I'm going to say he sounds as if he stepped in a puddle and held onto a high tension line at one point in his life. And you know what I mean by that, don't you?
I have been electrocuted by 483 phase, okay?
That's what I figured, because you sound like you're the messages are not...
All right, Mr. Bonafide, please let the gentleman talk and quit butting in.
That guy called me a fool, friend.
Okay, fine. He called you a fool. We're past that.
Well, maybe I'll rephrase it. You certainly sound like a fool, but leave that alone for now, please. I'm going to go on to the part that I'm very disgraced.
Did you really pick up a high-tension line standing in water?
Oh, will you hold and let the man finish?
Thank you. The way that you talk about your son-in-law, and you refer to him as the man my daughter married, very disrespectful to your daughter, but yet you can bring up the Audubon, which you keep doing. You never refer to it as that road like you refer to your son-in-law.
What?
That's disgraceful.
That
you need to learn
like
how to get along with people. No way. If you can't see
what is
it, then you're very dim.
That road, look, the man that my daughter married is very specific to my daughter. That road could be any road anywhere.
She's your daughter. That's
right. Think of it that way,
did you? We already know what that road is because that's all you keep bringing up. Besides your
No, I haven't. I wish people would stop bringing up the
Audubon. And the gentleman's right, that's all you bring up.
Why are you against the Audubon?
I'm not against it. You're the one that's against it, just like you're against your son-in-law. You don't use his name, you don't refer to him as your son-in-law. So why do you, if you're genuinely against having an Audubon here and you're tired of hearing about it, why do you bring it up? You're the one that brings it up by name. You ask for
my son-in-law, has got to be the dumbest guy I've ever met. Dumb? Oh, baby,
I don't think
is he dumb.
So. I know
he could have had half of my he could have had half of my business, but instead he joins the army because he wants to be a hero.
So what is wrong with that?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it, my friend. He's got a wife and a son to support. That's what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
He could have had he could have had half of my business, and instead he's taking home that dog face pay for nothing.
Your grandson someday will learn respect and honor from his father because his father has learned it.
He already knows. He's got a grandfather that's a Korean War veteran. I tell my grandson all about how we used to take those Chinese out. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's just fine.
Well,
that's wonderful.
Not the right way. That's not the right way you should address it either.
Oh, come on. I talked to my grandson. I said the bowl haircuts that I've seen would make your skin crawl.
The bowl haircuts. So this is how you teach your son to be tolerant of human beings?
Wait a second. What are you two guys trying to pull anyway? Are you trying to make this about me?
I'm a veteran. I find you disgraceful to the military.
Let me ask you something. Were you electrocuted by the Vietnamese?
Why don't you have some... This man...
How'd you get... What are you doing standing in a puddle of water? Why did you throw that fan into the bathtub?
All right.
Say what?
Bruce, very good.
Yes,
thank you for your call. You're a good man, and I appreciate very much your phone call this evening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Is he gone?
Yes, he's gone.
What did I tell you, huh? Boy, I got a nose for it. I knew that guy had stepped into a big, deep puddle of water and said, oh, look, a down power line. I knew it.
You think that's what he said, huh?
Well, I don't know if that's exactly how, but I knew that somewhere along the line, because the way, see what he did there? See that? He goes, he had the I don't know how to say it, but he had the halting speech, you know, of a man who'd ridden the lightning. And,
That I can't take any more of that, okay?
That guy's the newsmaker.
I don't give a damn if he's the newsmaker. Next time we pick out a newsmaker, pick one better, okay?
Now, that's the only newsmaker we have. The guy want to talk about lowering the speed limit.
I don't care. If that's the only guy that we got, we're doing pretty bad around here. Next time I want somebody who's a listener who wants to talk about an issue, get me somebody that's got both oars in the water, if you don't mind.
What do you think? That guy's crazy?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. That guy's talking about that poor man who called in and been electrocuted. Boy, I knew it. The minute I heard him, I knew I'd got a guy that rode the lightning. Unbelievable, man. And that thing about the Autobahn and the Autobahn, and he don't know what he's saying. Well, my feeling on all of this, and I'm glad that I hung up on that guy because it'll give me an opportunity to finally say what it is I wanted to say about it.
And another thing about the Autobahn...
Will you hang up on the guy? I hope the speed limit goes higher and higher and higher and higher until every road in America is the Autobahn. All right, we'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Autobahn! Ride the lightning!
Phil Hendry.